This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States joined the United Kingdom and Israel in accusing Iran of carrying out a deadly drone strike that killed two aboard a tanker off Oman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement in a statement Sunday. Blinken said, upon review of the available information, we're confident that Iran conducted this attack, which killed two innocent people using one-way explosives as a lethal capability it's increasingly employing throughout the region. He added that there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. Iran earlier denied being involved. Israel's prime minister directly blamed Iran and made a veiled threat about retaliating. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military leader has now declared himself prime minister and said that he would lead the country under the extended state of emergency elections and until they are held under about 2 years. A state of emergency was declared when troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st. That's an action the general said was permitted under the military-authored 2008 Constitution. The military claimed her landslide victory in last year's national election was achieved through massive fraud, but they didn't offer any evidence. The military takeover was met with multiple massive public protests that had resulted in a lethal crackdown by security forces. This is VOA News. The United States' top infectious disease expert is warning that more pain and suffering is ahead as COVID-19 cases climb again, and officials plead with unvaccinated Americans to get inoculated. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said on ABC this week that he does not foresee additional U.S. lockdowns because he believes enough people are vaccinated to avoid a recurrence of last time. However, he said not to enough or inoculated to crush the outbreak. Currently, 58% of Americans 12 years and older are fully vaccinated. However, the director of the National Institute, Dr. Francis Collins, said on CNN that U.S. vaccinations are up 56% just in the last 2 weeks. The Financial Times has reported that Pfizer and Moderna have raised their prices of their COVID-19 vaccines in the latest European Union supply contracts. The new prices for the Pfizer shot is €19.50. That's up and against the €15.50 previously. The price of Moderna vaccine was now €25.50. That's up from before. Tokyo's governor Sunday urged the public to abide by health protocols and get vaccinated after daily record highs of COVID-19 reporting in Japanese capital on consecutive days. She also toured a vaccination center located in an underground passageway connected to Tokyo Station, which aims to inoculate 2,000 additional workers and others, per se. Case numbers in the Olympic host city surged in a record high of 4,058 on Saturday alone. Panicked tourists in Turkey have hurried to the seashore to wait for rescue boats after being told to evacuate on some in the Afghan resort town of Bodrum due to the dangers posed by nearby wildfires. The death toll from wildfires reaching the Turkey at Mediterranean towns has risen to 6 after 2 forest workers were killed there. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.